Good morning, SEC. No, I am not Cousin Shane. Cousin Shane says, Tuesdays, Thursdays, I ain't doing that shit. Well, I'm here for you because SEC football is back, fired up, had to do this. I think Hugh Freeze finally found me. Perfect timing, Hugh. Man, I am excited for SEC football. Buddy, we are back. We're back. We are back. We are back. This is the best time of the year because college football, SEC football, there's like 12 games on tonight. It's going to be pretty awesome. Friday action, of course, Saturday, even Sunday action. Sure wish my dog would shut up. That would help things. But I hope you guys are as fired up as I am. Wanted to get on here and just say, hey, there are things I'm fired up about for each and every SEC game. I thought I'd run through them real quick here. Let me know what you're fired up about your team. And then when I get done spieling over here, then we can cut it to maybe what you're most excited about. And I'm just going to go in order of the games here. So let's go. Mizzou's playing tonight in a couple hours against the Purple Bears of Central Arkansas. I don't even know if that's what they are, but hell, that's what we're calling them. What am I most excited about? I mean, there's a hell of a lot to be excited about, but for me, it's Ahmad Hardy, running back. I want to see I'm sure he is, but I want to see if he is worth the hype that they've made him out to be. Kevin Coleman, outstanding receiver. I want to see what he's looking like in a Missouri uniform. Caden Green at left tackle. I want to see what these amazing pass rushers, Darius Smith and Damon Wilson, what they look like. Jalen Catalon, one of my favorite players in recent SEC history. I want to see what he's looking like. And then, of course, Bo Prabula, Sam Horn. Fascinated to see what the Missouri offense looks like post-Brady Cook. And the dog's still going wild. I think... Hugh Freeze may legitimately be here on his way to Waco. He's going to come over here to Nashville to whoop my ass real quick. Speaking of Auburn, let's do them next. They're on Friday against Baylor. What are we most excited about? I mean, so there's a lot to be excited about, but I really want to see this receiving core. Eric Singleton, Cam Coleman, Malcolm Simmons. Are they as good as advertised? They started to look like it last year, but we're adding Eric Singleton. I know he's a little limited, according to reports out of Auburn, so fascinated to see what he looks like in this Auburn offense. Of course, Jackson Arnold. Does he look like $1 million, or does he look like Jackson Arnold of last year for the vast majority of the season? Remains to be seen. But buddy, that's going to be the game right there. I think Auburn, Baylor. Shane and I will be on later this evening to make our predictions. Stay tuned for that. But there's a lot of narratives going to be thrown around on Friday. How about Texas? Mighty Texas taking on Ohio State. Win one for the SEC. Those Littleton bastards. Of course, I mean, this whole list is centered around Arch Manning. So we want to see Arch in the lineup, see what he looks like, see if he looks like $1 million, see if it looks like he's going to win 16 Heismans this season, like allegedly Steven Lassen told me he will. Ryan Wingo, very high on Ryan Wingo. Touting up what he could look like. I think he's going to lead the SEC in receiving yards this year. I want to see the new look, offensive and defensive lines for the Texas Longhorns. And Colin Simmons, is he still a nightmare off the edge? Is Anthony Hill still the best linebacker in college football? That's what I'll be looking for from Texas in the opener. Tennessee, again, I'm just going in order of the games here. Tennessee, which receivers step up against Syracuse? I don't think... I don't even know if old Josh Heupel knows who's going to be stepping up for receiver for Tennessee. I really don't know. How does this new look offensive line look? If they can't hold up against Syracuse, good luck in the SEC holding up. How aggressive is Joey Aguilar throwing the ball deep? That's all we know about this guy. He loves to throw the ball deep. He better throw about 10 deep balls. He better hit on a couple of them. If he does, maybe we're cooking with something there in Tennessee. But, of course, what does the running game look like without Dylan Sampson? These are all things that I'm excited to watch when it comes to Tennessee. How about Hale State? Year two, Jeff Lebby. Does the offense take off, you know, like it kind of did at points last year, kind of petered out last year? How does the defense look under Coleman Hutzler? Did they make a mistake bringing back old Hutzler? Probably made a mistake hiring him. Probably made a mistake bringing him back. But I could change my tune in a hurry if we limit Southern Miss on the road. And, you know, Mississippi State's got one of the more underrated running back trios in the conference. Want to see what these guys look like in their season debut. How about Kentucky against the mighty Rockets? How does the running game look specifically? Now, I know Shane was trying to sell all of y'all on Zach Calzada on the last episode. No idea what he was talking about. Zach Calzada, a star, he said. What? I mean, at no point did I ever watch Zach Calzada be like, this guy's a stud. It was more like, wow, I guess he's decent. He beat Alabama. That's all I remember about Zach Calzada ever looking good. But yeah, it's about the running game for me, for Kentucky. And Kentucky spent a ton of money. That's why they don't have any receivers returning. They spent a ton of money on the offensive line. Will the money they spent on that offensive line, will it pay off for the Wildcats? I'm very interested to see that against Toledo. And how about the defense? Does the defense still have an edge? Because they used to. Mark Stoops used to have a damn defense to be proud of here. Brad White, one of the more underrated coordinators in the conference, but not last year. Last year, they lost that edge. I think Jarquez Hunter is still running on their ass. Kentucky's defense was not a strength last season. It better be against Toledo. Otherwise, Kentucky may get upset in that game. How about Georgia? Mighty Georgia. Again, Marshall's a travesty of a roster right now, so it's kind of hard to judge what Georgia will be. Because for those that don't know, Marshall, new coaching staff and literally new roster. The old coach took all the players with him down to Southern Miss. But what am I looking for from Georgia? I want to see these new-look receivers. Noah Thomas, Zachariah Branch. Are they worth the hype? I think they are. I think they showcase it in the opener against Marshall. Gunnar Stockton. How's old Gunnar look? Coolest name in the SEC. It's not going to be very cool if he's not good at throwing the ball, though. So we got to see if old Gunnar can gun it around the field. The offensive and defensive lines have kind of been rebuilt this offseason in Athens due to players going on to the NFL. Want to see what these lines of scrimmage look like under Kirby Smart. Should have their a field day with Marshall, but I want to see it. That's what I'm excited to see. Down in Athens, how about Bama? Bama gets Florida State. Where is this passing game post Jalen Milroe? Was he really the problem, or is DeBoering the problem? We got Ryan Grubb, so that's, yeah. You know, I think I almost have more faith in Ryan Grubb than I got in DeBoering right now, which I don't know if that's a good thing if I'm an Alabama fan, but hell, it don't matter because we got Ryan Grubb back on the sideline. He seems confident, cocky, borderline cocky. That's kind of what I want from an offensive-minded coach. Is the defense as good as advertised? A little banged up coming out of camp in Tuscaloosa. Again, I think they'll probably whoop Florida State's ass, but who knows? I think Florida State's a wild card because they looked so awful last year. They blew it up. Their coaching staff, their roster. I don't know how you make sense of what Florida State is, given all the new pieces, and maybe they throw some wrinkles at Alabama that they're not expecting. I think we could have a ball game for a quarter or two before Alabama pulls away, but game one, stranger things have happened. So, Alabama, is your defense as good as advertised? We're about to find out. How about Arkansas? Arkansas playing Alabama A&M, one of the ugliest logos in college football. Who steps up for the Razorbacks at receiver? That's kind of going to be number one on my board for the Razorbacks first couple weeks of the season. Running back Mike Washington, is the hype legit? Apparently he's been whooping ass in every scrimmage down there in fall camp in Fayetteville. Want to see what he's all about. And Taylen Green, how has he progressed as a passer? Not that we're going to get the final answer against freaking Alabama A&M, but very curious to see where he's at. Year two, Bobby Petrino. You know, I've said it many, many times. I'm tired of saying it. I want to see it. I think Taylen Green, quite possibly the breakout star this entire conference. He's got to sprinkle some of that early against old Alabama A&M. How about Oklahoma? I think we're all fired up to see Moneyline Mateer, see what he looks like. I'm betting on John Mateer, though, and I'm betting on Oklahoma's offense, but I want to see how fast they play. That's what I want to see, I guess, a team like Illinois State. How smooth is the operation? How quickly do they go? How does this air raid look? I want to see Deion Burks fully healthy, see how he looks playing with John Mateer. Does that unlock something in Deion Burks that we've never seen? Let's hope so. And then the defensive line, I want to see how dominant they are. We should not have, it should be a shutout, I think. If this defensive line is as good as they say, we should be shutting Illinois State out. Now, again, probably the first team defense is not going to play the whole game. Why would they? But maybe just should be a shutout regardless. But a shutout of the first team defense should not allow a point. Hell, I don't even know if they should allow a first down in this damn game. So that's what I'm looking for from Oklahoma. How about Florida playing the Sharks from Long Island? Jim McElwain's putting them on his back, bringing them to Gainesville. I want to see Jaden Baugh, Dallas Wilson, DJ Lagway. I've been watching that Netflix Dallas Cowboys documentary. It's pretty good, even though I hate the Cowboys. They got the triplets there. I think Florida might have the new triplets, Jaden Baugh and Dallas Wilson, if he's as good as advertised, and, of course, DJ Lagway. I want to see also Trey Wilson, what he looks like, healthy, back, and they are loving this transfer they got down there. J. Michael Sturdivant, receiver, quick, very quick receiver out of UCLA. So DJ may have a hell of a lot of options to work with in Gainesville. I want to see that showcased against the Sharks week one. How about A&M playing UTSA? I want to see this offense in year two. How smooth is the operation with our guy, Marcel Reed, the most disrespected quarterback, returning quarterback, I would say, in the conference. Casey Concepcion, Terry Bussey in year two. Le'Veon Moss back in action, healthy, same as Reuben Owens. Haven't seen Reuben Owens healthy in a long, long time. I want to see how all these guys look, Texas A&M. And, you know, on defense, I want to see how this rebuilt defensive line looks for the Aggies. That's something I'll have my eye on. How about Vanderbilt? How sharp does old Diego Pavia and Eli Stowers look? Or do they come in sleepy, a little hungover? Diego's probably popping a bottle right now in celebration of the season, and I don't blame him. If I wasn't, you know, a little under the weather, I'd be doing the damn same. But how do they look against Saturday against Coastal Carolina or Charleston Southern? I don't know why I called them Coastal. But Charleston Southern, we should whoop the hell out of them. How about LSU on the road at Clemson? New look receiving core. Fascinated to see what Nick Anderson, Barry and Brown, what do they look like as LSU Tigers? How locked in is this man, Garrett Nussmeier? I would imagine he will be locked in as you can literally get going into this money year he's got for them LSU Tigers. How does the rebuilt offensive line look? And most probably, perhaps importantly, for LSU season, and we ain't got time. It's got to be week one against an overrated Clemson-ass team. But how does Blake Baker's defense, how does it look year two? Can they take a big step forward right out the gate? Again, there's no time. We got to be up to speed going on the road. Clemson's probably going to score some points, but we got to limit them to probably 24 or less points, I would say, if we're going to win this football game. So that'll be something to keep your eye on. How about Ole Miss? Austin Simmons, the left-handed gunslinger. I want to see what he looks like leading this Lane Kiffin offense. Very fascinated by that. And the rebuilt defensive line, have they reloaded, or is it going to take a little while? I mean, we don't got much time. This ain't like last year where we had four cupcakes. We do got a relative cupcake right out the gate with Georgia State, but they need to get up to speed quickly with Kentucky, Arkansas, Tulane, and LSU after. So does the defense take minimal drop-off? I got a ton of faith in Pete Golding. Got to see it, though. Got to see it here against Georgia State. And then last but not least, just doing them last because it's Sunday game. Free Sewell, Rasul Faison. Want to see him at running back. Is he worth all the insane hype that we've heard? I bet he will. the progression of this man, Lenore Sellers, as a passer. Go back and check it out. Yesterday's episode with Steven Lassen made an excellent point that these first-year quarterbacks, they generally, you know, they run a lot, and then year two, they become significantly better passers. That's something to consider in this Virginia Tech matchup. The rebuilt front seven for the Gamecocks, and I want to see them get off to a fast start. Something that has kind of plagued Shane Beamer there in Columbia is slow starts to the season. I want to see the Gamecocks get off to a fast start, whip the hell out of Virginia Tech, soften them up for Vanderbilt, do us all a favor. But I just went to 15 minutes screaming, yelling. That's everything that is exciting me about SEC football week one. Let's go, says Between the Hedges. Spartans already fired me. shout out JR. I missed it. JR, the legend. He's back. He never really goes anywhere. He lives in the comments.
Legend. Cousin JR has done it again.
Shout out JR. Trying to look up right now, see who he has gifted his membership for today. He'll probably be back later to gift another one. But the first blessing of the day. Oh, no. It was so long ago. Can anyone help me out here? I can't see it. Well, while I'm looking for that, I am going to bless the other. Let's see. We had, man, a lot of gifts here, a lot of donations. We appreciate you. How about ACV has gifted a membership? Hopefully I can find that one here. Mm-mm-mm. Oh, no. It only goes back 10 minutes. Shit. Let me know who they donated. Put it in the comments here. Shout out Gunner. Gunner has also gifted a membership. Let me know who Gunner gifted, and I'll give him a shout out. Aaron just became a member. Aaron.
Welcome to the family.
Welcome to the family. Appreciate you. Whoops. Aaron. Benjamin. Benjamin Carey has gifted a membership. Can't see that one either. Shit. I do see Steven up in here, though. Steven up is gifted a membership. Trying to fly through these comments. There's so many. I think you guys are as fired up as I am for some SEC football. Just like Steven up is ready to whoop some Florida State ass.
Always showing up for them boys in Tuscaloosa. It's Steven up. Roll Tide.
Thank you, Steven up. He has gifted a membership to Preston Martin. Preston, welcome to the family. Oh, here we go. Aaron. Yeah, Aaron, I think I did welcome you. Mike, I finally joined the family. No welcome. Welcome, Aaron. We appreciate you. Roll Tide, says Army. $5. We appreciate you, buddy. But, man, I'm just fired up. Fired up for some SEC football and fired up for the cousins to hang out here. And don't forget, we're going to be going live. We're going to be watching the Auburn-Baylor game right here on this channel. We can't actually show the game, of course, but just maybe have us on in the background for our shenanigans. Who knows what will happen? We did it last year with LSU Southern Cal. That was a hell of a game. So, we're going to do the Pick'em show later this evening. We had our lunch midday guest. He canceled. Bastard. So I knew I had to come out here and chop it up with you guys in the morning. But maybe when the Missouri game is over, and it's probably going to be over by halftime, may jump on again. Just give initial reaction to Missouri whipping the shit out of Central Arkansas. Well, we should probably wait till we see Sam Horn take the field, right? We should respect him at least that much. So maybe the second half, maybe we'll watch that live of the Missouri game. I don't know, but what are you guys fired up about SEC football? You got any questions for me? I got some time here. I'm in no rush to get out of here. We got plenty of time before Missouri kicks off here later tonight at, what time is it? The game is at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on the SEC Network. Cannot wait. Trying to get through the comments here. Yep, Shane would be here, but got held up at breakfast, but he is not going to that restaurant. I don't shout them out anymore. They don't deserve it. and they don't do anything for us. I'm not doing anything for them. So to hell with them. Favorite new show. Appreciate you, Clayton. Finally caught a live show. Boomer. Appreciate you, buddy. I'm just ready for some SEC. Who's winning the SEC? I like Bama. I like Alabama. But, again, I try to do things a little bit unique. And it always bugged me when people, like, make a preseason pick. And then all year they're like, well, I picked Bama, so I'm just going to keep rolling with Bama. No, basically, again, I know we sit here and talk for like 8-9 months about college football and our thoughts and our opinions and our takes and our predictions and all that. I throw all that in the damn trash as soon as the season starts because I react to what we've seen. So Alabama's my preseason pick, but ask me on Sunday, I may change my mind based on what we see week one. I think you ought to go off what we've seen, but preseason, give me Bama. I think Bama beats Texas in the SEC championship. Could very well be Georgia, though. If Georgia beats Alabama, it'd probably be Georgia. JR says, need to see Georgia rush for 250 yards. That'd be a hell of a start, and I would love to see it as well. JR, I think, Kirby could run up the score on Marshall, but he's just not the type to really do that. I think he wants efficiency. He wants to empty the bench. He wants to see what he's got in a lot of the young players. Obviously, you want to get in there and get some confidence for your starters like Gunner. But, yeah, I think it's going to be early and often running the ball. Boy and his dog, there's a game tonight. Yes, sir. Missouri hosting the Purple Bears, 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central, SEC Network. There's a game on Friday, too, Baylor, that we're going to be watching live with the Cousins, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central. That's Friday game, Auburn at Baylor. So, Buddy. Hugh has a hooker calling for downs. Oh my God. Well, that would certainly explain some of the results we have seen on the field. I don't know if you're that far off. James says, I thought Shane was on vacation again. That's funny. Nope. Shane not on vacation. Not that I know of. He's probably on the golf course, though, if I'm being honest. All right, anything else here? I'm running out of voice again already. This is not good. What's the score needed to take DJ out and pack him in a hypothermal sealed container? I think if Florida gets up 28 points, I think we will see DJ Lagway no more against LIU. I mean, what the hell's the point, right? So, and Napier has really harped. Again, is it because of DJ? I don't know, but he has hammered home the point. We got to get these other guys some reps. That's his BS excuse for why DJ Lagway's not played much in camp. We got to get these other guys ready. Could you imagine if at Arkansas they were just like not playing Taylen Green because they're like, we got to get the backups ready. Or at Alabama if they're like, Ty Simpson, he doesn't need the reps. We got to get these backups ready. Or how about same thing in South Carolina, Sellers. We've seen Sellers. We got to get the backups ready. I mean, what an asinine statement there by old Billy Napier. But it is what it is. If we get up 28 points, yeah, we should not see we should not see DJ anymore. Boy and his dog, Cold Takes, always on Mike's Twitter. Yeah, that guy's got me on notifications. that guy loves me. He must be watching this show or something. I don't know. OU will be better than 9-3. Better. Well, why don't you just make a prediction? Better than what? So are you saying 10-2? Are you saying 11-1? I mean, that's kind of a weird thing to say. Better than 9-3. I don't know. They were far from better than 9-3 last year. Is that the way they do it in the Big 12? We'll be better than... I've literally never heard a prediction like that. Better than 9-3. Is DJ even healthy yet? I mean, allegedly. I don't know. Cousin Trey says, Billy's dumb enough to leave DJ in the whole game. He might be that dumb. I don't know. I hope not. I think we need to get his ass out there. Okay, here we go, Les. Better. This is much better. 10-2. Prediction for Oklahoma. That's bold. That's bold. I wonder who are the two. If you're so confident Oklahoma's 10-2, I'm just kind of curious, who are the two? Bama, at Bama, I think is a loss. Again, I'm very high on Bama. And who would be the other? Maybe Texas? Maybe. I don't know. If you're saying 10-2, I think you think Texas will win, though. So that's interesting. Very interesting. Choklahoma. Oh, buddy. All right. Well, I'm kind of running out of steam already. I think I just talked too fast, too quickly. I'm fired up. I still haven't made all my picks yet. I got to write these down. I'm still doing a deep dive. Still, I think I know who I'm going to pick for every single SEC game, but stay tuned for that later. Cousin Shane and I, we're going to be hopping on a little early. I think 6:30 Eastern, 5:30 Central is the game plan. So we could get out of here in time for the Missouri game tonight, which again is at 7:30 Eastern, 6:30 Central on SEC Network. And, you know, that's the only game we really care about today, but I'm going to just go through it real quick. There's a lot of games on. There's a game at 5:30 Eastern, 4:30 Central. Boise, which is ranked for some unknown reason, and South Florida. South Florida plays Florida week two, so I am kind of interested in that one. NC State, East Carolina, that's tonight as well. It's a struggle to find a good game. Nebraska, Cincinnati, all the damn hype. They're playing in Arrowhead Stadium. That's 9 o'clock Eastern, 8 Central. So there are several games. There's like 12. There's probably more than that. There's like 20 games on tonight. Most of them are dog shit. But Missouri's playing. That's all we care about. So we're fired up. Very exciting. Oh, people in the comments are mad I'm trashing Boise. Get the hell out of here with that. You think we respect Boise on here? How many players Boise got that can play in the SEC? 3? 2? Any? I don't know. I don't think so. All right. I really need to go blow my nose. I'm still battling, but I'm battling for you guys here because I'm just excited for some SEC football. I'm going to jump off here again. We'll see you tonight for the Pick'ems show and maybe a little after Missouri beats Central Arkansas. I don't know. We'll see. But until then, we appreciate each and every one of you. We'll catch you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Hey, buddy, this beer's for you, Mike, and Cousin Shane. That SEC podcast loves the pirate, and the pirate loves that SEC podcast. Hail State.